Spiritual power and mind power are powers that come from within and which everyone possesses to some extent. They can be strengthened through soul work, exercises, and meditation, and they can manifest in our daily life. Stories have been used to inspire and motivate since time immemorial, and I believe that the stories you hear on this podcast will do the same. Listen to them attentively as I narrate them to you, and you will find information and guidance about developing and increasing your spiritual power and mind power. Welcome to the Soulcast podcast. This is Stories of the Human Spirit, episode 5. Today's story is by Ramesh Sasson, entitled The Mind and the Stormy Ocean. The story goes like this. Swami Ananda and his disciple Ranga were strolling on the beach by the ocean. It was a cold day and a wind was blowing strongly over the ocean, raising very high waves. After walking for some time, Swami Ananda stopped, looked at his disciple and asked, "What does the choppy ocean remind you of?" Ranga answered, "It reminds me of my mind and my rushing and restless thoughts." Yes, the stormy ocean is like the mind, and the waves are the thoughts. The mind is neutral like the water. It is neither good nor bad. The wind is creating the waves as desires and fears produce thoughts, said Swami Ananda. "I wouldn't want to be on a boat in the middle of the ocean in a storm like this," said Ranga. "You are there all the time within the storm," responded Swami Ananda and continued. "Most people are on a rudderless boat in the middle of a choppy ocean even if they don't realize it. The mind of most people is very restless. Thoughts of all kinds come and go incessantly, agitating the mind like the ocean's waves." "Yes," Ranga interrupted him. "You don't need to tell me this. I know that. This is the reason I want to learn from you. I want to calm down the waves of my mind." Swami Ananda looked at Ranga for a while, smiled, and said, "You don't calm the ocean by holding the water and not letting it move. What is necessary is to stop the wind. Your thoughts, desires, and fears are like the wind. You need to calm them down and not let them rule your life. You learn to control them by controlling your attention and focus, and then the ocean of your mind would become calm." "And how do I do that?" "Suppose it is possible for ocean to disregard the wind. What would happen then?" asked Swami Ananda. "The waves would cease. However, no one could stop the wind," said Ranga. Swami Ananda looked at Ranga with a mysterious smile and said, "You can calm down the wind in your mind that makes the ocean of your mind restless. The wind are your thoughts and the ocean is your mind." "Yes, Master," said Ranga. "This is what I'm trying to do. If I can calm the winds of my mind, would I also be able to calm the wind in the ocean?" "First learn to calm down the wind and the ocean in your mind," Swami Ananda explained. "When you can control your mind and make it peaceful, you will have more control of your life. However, don't focus on changing the outside world. Focus on changing and calming your inner world. When you control the inner world, you can control the world around you." "And how do I do that?" Ranga asked. "Learn to focus your mind, develop willpower and self-discipline, and learn to meditate," Swami Ananda answered. And that's the end of today's story. If you like what you heard on this podcast, please subscribe to the channel. If you are listening to the podcast on Anchor, Pocket Cast, Beaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, or Spotify, please leave a like and comment so we know you're listening. Thank you for listening anyway. Love and peace as always.
And that's the end of today's story. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please subscribe to the channel. If you're hearing it on YouTube, don't forget to press the like button, share, and subscribe to the channel. Also, for future notification, please ding the bell icon. Have a soulful day, everyone. Love and peace, as always.